Hello, and welcome to Live and Teach Guitar podcast episode 17. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. In this episode, I'm going to discuss several goals you might be interested in setting for yourself as a guitar teacher. Usually when guitar teachers discuss their goals with me, it always tends to revolve around attracting more students. While that is an important goal, if you only focus on that type of goal, you're going to be missing out on a lot and will be less effective in attracting new students. It's becoming clearer to me every day that the teachers who work on every aspect of their guitar teaching business are more effective than the teachers that focus heavily on one aspect of their business, such as attracting new students. So if the only goal you have set for yourself at the moment is to attract new students, take this as a suggestion that you need to broaden your goals and work on every aspect of your teaching business. By the end of this episode, you'll have an understanding of why these goals I'm suggesting here will help you succeed in the long term as a guitar teacher. Have a listen as I explain each goal, and at the end, make a decision on which goals you want to work on. Worst case, if you don't have an interest in any of the goals, try to set out some different goals based on these ideas. Okay, let's get started. The first goal is a simple one, but it can be difficult depending on your situation. It is to save at least 10% of your total income. This goal is taken from the book The Richest Man in Babylon by George Clason, and it's a book I highly recommend as it teaches you the fundamentals of finance without having to read a dull finance textbook. I've read a stack of finance textbooks as I studied finance in university, and trust me, they're ridiculously dry. Now, it might sound like a strange goal for a guitar teacher, but it's a goal every person should aim for. As you know, income for guitar teachers can be erratic and volatile. Students quitting lessons, going on holidays, school breaks, sickness, or any other regular issues can cause your income to fluctuate. On really rare occasions, I've had guitar teachers come to me in a panic after their income almost completely dropped to zero after a few issues. So it's really important you learn to protect yourself against that. Every business owner knows how important it is to protect yourself against, say, a recession or slow season. The way that you protect yourself for unexpected events like this is by putting aside money now, by saving at least 10% of your income and putting it aside in an emergency fund. You're increasing your financial security for your future. At this point, I need to give you the standard disclaimer that this podcast is provided for general information only and does not constitute financial advice. Before making any financial decisions, I recommend you consult a financial advisor. Okay, so if you're already saving 10% or more of your income, that's great. Try to increase it to say 15 or 20%. And by saving, I don't mean the money that you hold onto for a week or a month before you spend it on a new guitar. I mean that the money that you add to a bank account that never gets touched. I've worked in the banking industry, so I know how most people handle their savings. Here's what the most successful savers do. And remember, this is general information only, not advice. They open a high interest savings account at their bank and ask the bank to place a block to debits on it. That means that they can put their money into the account, but they can't draw money out of it. The other thing that really helps is to set up an automatic transfer from one account to another. So for example, let's say that you earn $500 a week from guitar lessons. What you do is set up a $50 automatic transfer from your main account into this savings account. So no matter what, you're always going to save around 10% of your total income. The purpose of doing all this is to protect yourself from the times when you have the temptation to spend some of that money, but you know you shouldn't. If you can't easily access that money and you've got that automatic transfer, it makes it a lot easier to put some savings aside for yourself. Okay, the next goal relates to your skills as a guitarist. The goal is to learn a completely new style that you've never attempted before and build your skill up to a high level. What I suggest is to look at styles of music that are completely different to what you already know well. So, for example, if you're a rock and blues player, look at something like classical, flamenco, or Latin. If you're a jazz guitarist, take a look at some metal styles or something like punk. The more you venture outside of your comfort zone, the more you're going to gain. The point of looking at a style that you're unfamiliar with is that it brings you back as a beginner. The entire experience will help you reconnect with your students and remember what it's like to become frustrated or confused with a technique or concept. The other benefit is that you gain a broader appreciation of music. I've done this a few times with styles of music that I didn't really listen to or know anything about, and eventually I began appreciating those styles. When I would go back to the styles of music that I usually play, I'll take ideas from those other styles and apply it to my playing. So I highly recommend looking at a style that you're never really taken seriously before, because you'll learn something new from it. One teacher told me about a time his student commented that the top 40 pop songs are always filled with rubbish, oversimplified music. So the teacher set the challenge for this student to try and write a simple pop song that could make it to the top 40. The student felt confident that he could easily write something better, but quickly found out that it's incredibly difficult to write a simple song that doesn't sound something like a nursery rhyme. As a result, the student grew an appreciation for what he previously called simplified rubbish, and he benefited as a result. So the point here is to force yourself to increase your comfort zone and try to learn a style of music that you're unfamiliar with. It'll help you out as a teacher by recognizing what it feels like to experience pain points and hurdles you need to overcome, and it'll help you grow as a guitarist and a musician. The next goal you may or may not have already done with your students. The goal is to help your student write, record, and publish a song from scratch. Take your student through the entire process of writing and releasing a song. Now, you don't have to go and professionally publish it. You can simply publish it to SoundCloud. The purpose here is to walk your student through the entire process so that they can do it on their own later on if they wanted to. It's a great goal because sometimes people get too distracted with learning other people's songs. This goal gives your students something that they can work towards if they want to build a career in music, or they simply find an interest in writing and releasing their own music. This goal gives you so many different things you can work on in your lessons. You can teach your student about bass guitar and how to write parts for a bass player. You can teach them how to program a drum track on a sequencer or drum machine and how to write effective drum parts. And you can even teach them how to write vocal parts, either for themselves to sing or somebody else. This goal gives your student another reason to be interested in guitar and can even increase their motivation in lessons. I've noticed several of my students began practicing more often when they realized how hard it is to do a perfect take while recording, so it's definitely something to try out. The next goal is to study marketing thoroughly. Marketing is possibly the most important aspect of running a guitar teaching business. Without proper marketing, you're going to have a really tough time in certain areas. People often think that marketing is the same as promotion, where in fact promotion is only one aspect of marketing. Now, I studied marketing at university, and again, the textbooks were horrible, so I don't recommend you go out and buy a marketing textbook because you'll never get through it. Live and Teach Guitar members can go through our Marketing 101 course, as it covers the most important aspects of marketing and how it relates to you as a guitar teacher. Marketing is a skill like any other. You can't simply send out some flyers or put up a poster and think that you've done your job in marketing. It takes study and practice before you become effective in marketing. It's up to you how you study marketing, but I highly recommend you take some time to develop your marketing skills. Because if you want to be able to succeed as a guitar teacher into the future, you will definitely need effective marketing skills. The last goal I'll mention is to contact another music teacher in your area and set up an informal referral program. As an example, let's say you contact a singing teacher. You set up a referral program so anytime any of that teacher's students mention that they want to learn guitar, that teacher will refer them to you. Likewise, if any of your students mention that they want to learn how to sing, you can refer them to that teacher. Referral programs like these are incredibly effective. Quite often a bass guitarist will decide to learn guitar or vice versa, or a singer might want to learn guitar to be able to accompany their singing. Or even a drummer might want to learn guitar so they can write their own songs. You can partner up with other guitar teachers if you want, but that's a lot more complicated. So as a good starting point, make it a goal to contact a music teacher who teaches something other than guitar and set up an informal referral program. I highly recommend this goal for every teacher because I see firsthand the results it can create. This is covered in our 12-week Business Fundamentals course because it's such an easy way to increase word of mouth and attract new students. Okay, so by now you should clearly see how each of these goals can help you succeed as a guitar teacher. Some of the goals like saving 10% of your income or studying marketing work directly on your business, or other goals help you with your lessons. Write down which goals you are interested in and get started on the goal that you feel is the most important to you. Most of these goals are really simple to start, so there's no excuse for not doing them. If you have any questions on these goals or have a suggestion for another goal you've been considering, use the form on liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-17 to contact me and I'll be in touch. Good luck with these goals, and I'll talk to you next time.